Friends, welcome back. Our subject, inventory optimization. And now we move on to the chapter number 6. Now onwards, we will go in certain specific things like management of spare parts, management of WIP and like that. We will see how to manage the spare parts, how to analyze them. Till now, we have seen how to control the inventory, how to analyze the inventory, how to order the inventory, all that we have seen. Now, specifically, we will see about spare parts, how to manage the inventory of the spare parts, how to get the spare parts in time. There should not be any stock out for spare parts, because stock out can be very, very expensive, very, very costly. So, very important subject, management of spare parts and supplies. Supplies means consumables. So, this is the subject, chapter number 6. So, I welcome you for this chapter number 6. Spare parts. What is spare parts? They refer to the requirement of parts for keeping our own equipment, our own machines, imported machines, indigenous machines. This equipment has to continue to work without any idle time, without any breakdown. So, we want spare parts availability in time. So, for keeping own equipment in healthy operating condition by meeting repair and replacement needs imposed by either breakdown or preventive maintenance, predictive maintenance, productive maintenance. So, we have to keep the machines running live condition, and for that we must have spare parts in our hand. These materials are utilized in the manufacturing and service process, but do not become a part of the end product. That means if the end product requirement is 1000 per month and it increases to 2000 per month, it doesn't change the requirement of the spare parts. It is not directly proportional to the production volume. Demand of these materials does not vary with the demand for the final products in direct proportion, but it has to be planned in a little different way. The policy has to be different. And we will see in this chapter how to manage the inventory, how to manage the procurement of these very, very important spare parts. Spare parts consist of components of machine and equipment. For example, bearing, oil seal, gears, and these spare parts wear out continuously as the machine is running in one shift, two shift, three shifts, and these spare parts wear out with the use and time, and after some time they need replacement. Supplies. What is supplies? They are consumables like lubricants, coolants, cutting tools, cleaning agents, solvents, etc. The spare part management function is very critical, because if the spare parts are not available in time, very, very, very costly machine breakdown and resulting into heavy loss of production can happen. So, spare parts management function is very, very critical from an operational perspective, especially in places like refineries, oil refineries, chemical plants, paper mills. They are process oriented industries, airlines, logistics companies. If the spare parts are not available, the whole operation will come to standstill. So, spare parts management function is very critical. We will see what is this function. Service parts. What are service parts? They refer to the demand for parts imposed by service department. For example, we are selling machines to our customer. we are selling motors and generators to our customer. So our customer needs replenishment of the spare parts. So we need to give these spare parts to our customer, and so these parts are called as service parts because they are demanded by our service department for equipment owned and operated by our customers, which we have supplied to them. So this is the definition of service parts. What are our objectives today? Spare parts ensure availability. Whenever the machine needs the spare parts, it must be available. Not even 1 minute downtime is allowed. Then we have to determine the requirements, because in case of spare part, it is not like 2 per week or 3 per week. It is very much fluctuating. We don't know when the spare parts will be required. Maybe it is not required for 6 months, suddenly so many spare parts are required. It may not be required for 1 full year, suddenly they will be required. Suddenly we don't know how to manage that. So that is the critical thing. Then define source of supply. Spare parts are not available easily. Many times the OE suppliers, they also do not keep any stock of spares. So we have to define source of supply. That means if the original equipment manufacturer is not able to give you spare parts, from where to get them, how to get them, very, very important. We must define the source of supply, otherwise we don't know where to get the spares from. Then finalize ordering option, whether it is fixed interval, fixed quantity, like that our policy we have to define, which we have seen in the earlier chapter. And we have to anticipate needs. For example, we may need this particular gear in the month of December, if this is the month of October, and we will need it in the month of December. Like that we should be able to anticipate the needs of the spare parts. It's a very, very critical function. But all this we have to do. Otherwise, what will happen in case of breakdown, in case of preventive maintenance? We will be in a mess, because if we have to change the oil seal, if we have to change the gear, if we have to change the bearing, then we will be in a mess, because we don't know, and we can't recondition the bearings, we can't recondition the spare parts. We have to get the fresh spare parts only. Unique features in spares management. This is different. This function is different. Something is very, very unique in this. Something is very, very unique. Because erratic demand, as I told you, sometimes the spares may not be required for months together. Suddenly they will require. Then very long lead time. If there is a stock out, and if we want to order today, maybe it will take 6 months to get it. Maybe the original equipment people, they will completely refuse to give you, because they don't have any manufacturing order at all for that. Very, very high lead time. Then disproportionately high costs. For example, if the normal cost should be 500 rupees, they will charge 5000 rupees. Exorbitant costs will be there. Then spare parts available in plenty. Too many parts in inventory. We don't know what to do with that. And they are not available when directly needed. This is the paradox. Spares are available in plenty when not needed, and are not available when direly needed. So this is the funny part of this. So disproportionately high cost, long lead time, erratic demand, people are not able to give you these spare parts, they are not available in the stocks, and so many problems we have to face and we have to solve. Business supplying capital goods. For example, we are manufacturing electric motors, we are manufacturing generators, we are manufacturing machines. So we are supplying, in other words, we are supplying capital goods to our customers. So we have to decide whether to supply the machine spares along with the original equipment at the time of sale itself, For example, we sell the machine, we sell the generator, we sell the motor. When we sell the motor, at that same time we supply the spare parts also, and we take the cost into that machine's price. Along with spare parts price, the machine price is also quoted. Or at extra cost to the customer. We say, okay, this particular motor has this cost. If you have to get the spares from us, now only you have to pay more. Afterwards, we don't know whether we will be able to give you the spares or not, because we are not normally keeping the inventory of the spares. So if you want spare parts now, okay, get them at extra cost. Either extra cost or you put the cost of the spares in the original equipment price itself. It should be clarified to the customer that if they do not buy spares with the equipment now, it might not be possible for us to supply spares at a later date. So this is the way. For example, we are getting machines for our use from our suppliers. Then you have to decide whether to get the spares along with the machine at extra cost, because we also should understand that spares may not be available afterwards whenever we need it. But then, unfortunately, it will add to your inventory. It will add to your inventory carrying cost. All that we have to see. You have to balance the things. But one thing, spare parts to get whenever we want is very difficult. We have to keep some inventory of the spare parts. Okay. We have to optimize that inventory. No doubt. But we cannot have zero inventory. It will be needed. Sometime it happens that some spares are required for the whole lifetime of the machine. Only 3 parts are required. Okay. But then it should be there in our stock. But then we have to organize the whole thing in such a way that enormous inventory doesn't happen just because for every machine we are keeping spares in the stock. So this is a tight rope walking sort of a thing. Let us see what to do about it. Effective management of spares. This we have to do. Otherwise, inventories will be too many, too much high. So we have to keep adequate stocks. In addition, we have to also see inventory doesn't shoot up. Very tight rope walking. So what we have to do? We have to list and codify spares. Standardize the spare part. What is standardize? If one bearing is there, we have to see whether the same bearing is applicable to many machines. Don't have too many different type of bearings in stock. Okay. Then analyzing spare part. I will come to this subject. How to analyze spare part. Like ABC analysis, there are other types of analysis also. I will come to that. Then establishing sources of supply. As I told you, very, very important. We must know which spare is being supplied by whom. If original equipment supplier is not able to give, from where you will get it? You should know this. Then determining requirements. How much quantity required in which month? And we have to form the stocking policies also. Otherwise, too much inventory will be accumulated. So, listing and codifying spares. This chart is there. I will explain this chart. For example, it's a ball bearing. Main group, mechanical spares. That ball bearing forms the part of the mechanical spares. So, that is given as code number 1, mechanical spares. Other things are given as code number 2, 3, 4, like that. Mechanical spares are given the main group of code number 1. Then 02. What is 02? It is subgroup. Code 2 for bearings. Maybe code 3 for oil seals and so on. For bearings, it is always code 2. Then it comes to 5. 5 means subgroup. Code 5 for ball bearings. Maybe code 4 for roller bearings, code 3 for some other bearings, thrust bearings. So here for ball bearing, we have given code number 5. So, our codification system says 1025. Then, I will come to the 350. What is 350? It is inside diameter of the bearing. So, looking at this core number, I know what is the internal diameter, which is 350. I know what is the outside diameter, which is 450. I know what is the thickness, 30. I know what is the code for special characteristics, such as color and all that, 5. Then check digital computed by the computer, 6. So, looking at 1025, 350, 450, 30 and 5, 6, I know it is the ball bearing required by me. Very clear. And we should have a book where all these code numbers are printed and are available to everybody. Everybody is able to refer to this book, code numbers. Ball bearing having ID of 350, OD of 450, thickness of 30 mm is this 1025, 350, 450, 30, 5, 6. So this is the codification system. In addition to codifying the spare part, it will be of immense benefit to codify the locationals, because we can't search the whole stores for that ball bearing. So we should know the code number of the location. So on your handheld device, you also know what is the location. You go there and take the bearing out and use it. Then all the users should be made aware of and should be supplied with the relevant codes and stock location numbers in the form of spare parts catalog. I told you there should be a book called spare parts catalog, in which spare parts codification plan, as I have explained to you now, specific spare part codes, spare parts description with complete specification, then drawing number, engineering drawing number, manufacturer's code and part number. It can happen that manufacturer's code number is different. Then stock location number. We should have that kind of a spare parts catalog. Okay. Then the next step is to affix identification tag. For every bearing, for every gear, we should affix a identification tag. Mark the part with code to enable the stores person to identify them at the time of issue. For example, people have come from production or maintenance and they want the issue of this part. The stores manager, stores person, he goes to that particular location and issues the part if care is not taken. Lot of time is wasted in locating the part. It can happen that part is available in the stores. Storekeeper is not able to find it and then he will give a no stock slip. The part will remain in the inventory. Machine will be suffering because of want of spare parts. Lot of idle time will be there and the production loss will be there ultimately. So there is a big confusion and then we waste lot of time in searching. So to avoid all this, whatever I have told you, this identification tag, location code number, codification of spare part, all that we must do and keep the spare part in the proper location, in the proper bin. This is the one very important thing we should do. Then, standardizing spare parts. Standardizing means we should not have too much variety of various bearings. We should try to keep standardized parts in the stock. Otherwise, there will be too many parts, unnecessary parts lying in the inventory. Nobody knows what to do with that. Gets rusted, gets damaged, gets stolen. All that will happen. So we should decide to buy capital equipment from one or two manufacturers only. We should not buy grinding machine. For example, we have 10 grinding machines, one from Kirloskar, one imported, one from America, one from Japan, and then there will be too many different spares. We don't know what to do that. Get the original equipment from one or two sources only. So that whatever supplies, whatever spare parts they will give you, they will be standardized. The distributor can suggest us as to which and how new additions will match our existing assets. Reduce the variety by using 5S. You know all these 5S. So reduce the variety. Should not have too many different oil seals, too many different bearings. We should start standardizing them so that we control the inventory properly. Now, I will move on to the analyzing of spare parts. I want to analyze, like I told you earlier, ABC analysis, but in case of spares, I will have different kind of analysis. FSN analysis, ABC analysis, VED analysis, SDE analysis, HML analysis. By all these analysis, you will know exactly what to do with the spare parts in stock. There are many spare parts in stock, so you do analysis of all these principles and you will know exactly what to do and how to go about it. FSN analysis. I will explain to you what is this FSN analysis. What is F? F is fast moving. There are many spares which are fast moving. They are everyday required. They are required every month. They do not remain in stock at all. They are very fast moving. So I call those spares as F. Items that are frequently issued, say more than once in a month. Then S is slow moving. Maybe items are issued less than once in a month. Maybe once in 2 months, once in a quarter, once in 6 months. Then there are certain spares non-moving. They are not issued or not used for more than 2 years, 5 years, simply lying, getting dusted, getting dirty. They are N, non-moving. It has come with the machine. Original equipment. I have spent money on that. I have paid extra cost to that. But don't know why they are not moving. 2 years are over, 3 years are over, 5 years are over, they are not moving. They are simply lying and lying with me as idle, useless inventory. FSN analysis. Fast moving, slow moving, non-moving. Just do that and you know what to do with those pairs. Next is SDE analysis. What is S? S is scarce. To get that item becomes a big problem. Items which are imported. Don't know whether that original equipment manufacturer is existing today or not. Don't know whether he has any inventory of these spares or not. I don't know whether, if they don't supply the spares to me, from where I will get it, how to manufacture. So these are very scarce and hence very important spares. Items which are imported, also local spare parts which require more than 6 months to get the purchase, get the lead time to get the purchase. Okay, scarce, 6 months, if my machine breaks down, can I wait for 6 months? Can I wait for 1 year for that overseas supplier to supply me the spare parts? If I don't have the spare parts, what to do? Very scarce, so very important. Then, difficult. What is difficult? Items that require lead time more than a fortnight, but less than 6 months. Difficult to get. It can happen that in chemical plants or oil refineries, even if one day also the machine is breaking down, there is a big loss. Can I wait for 15 days? Can I wait for 6 months? No. And E means easily available. Items that are easily available in local markets. I go to the spare parts shop, I will easily get that bearing. So it is easily available. So whatever spares available with me, as I told earlier, They may be fast moving, slow moving, non-moving. Similarly, they can be scarce, difficult and easily available, SDE. By making such an analysis, you exactly know what to do with the available spares in your stock. Then one more analysis is VED analysis. What is VED? What is V? V means vital. Vital means again, same thing, very, very important. The items which are not available, there will be very high loss, very high production loss, or very high cost has to be paid if it is procured on emergency basis. For example, if I would have put a normal order, I would have paid 2000 rupees, but since I am giving an urgent order, an emergency order, I may have to pay 5000 rupees, 10000 rupees, 15000 rupees, like that. Bearings for kiln in cement plant, if they are not available, imagine what will happen. A very big loss. So we have to keep these bearings in stock. Very, very vital. Because that particular bearing for kiln is not available, the whole plant will come to a grinding halt. Imagine this. Then, like vital, there are essential. What is essential? If the items is not available, there will be moderate loss due to production downtime. For example, bearings of motors, of auxiliary pumps. You know this. Then desirable means, okay, if we get them, if the items not available, okay, there will not be significant loss due to production downtime. For example, gaskets. If the gaskets are not available, they are easily available in the local market also. Maybe you are able to manufacture yourself also. Maybe that downtime is very, very insignificant for us. So we can make a VED analysis like that. Vital, essential, desirable, like that. Yesterday, earlier we have seen ABC analysis, and 75% of the value is considered as class A items. Vital few, B are 20% cost, consumption cost, yearly cost, 20% of the quantity. C is so many parts having only 5% of the value. So we are analyzing the parts considering vital few and trivial many. We focus on vital few items. For example, in the whole stores, there can be only 5 or 6 items which cover 91% or 95% of the total cost of the space. So ABC analysis we have to do. Then next is HML analysis. What is HML? H, what is H? H is high cost. Very, very high cost. Items whose unit value can be more than 1000, more than 10,000, like that. Then medium cost, items whose unit value say between 100 and 1000. Low cost, items whose unit value is low, say less than 100. We can do analysis like that also. So many analysis we do.